1 John 3, verse 1, Beloved, behold, rather, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Why? Because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, right now, right now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We don't know how exactly that's going to be. We've been given some hints. We've been given some insight to it, but we don't really understand it, know the fullness of it for sure. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh boy, isn't that good? Amen. Seeing the Lord. Verse 3, and every man, woman, boy or girl that's been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, every man that hath this hope of seeing Jesus someday in him purifieth himself even as Jesus is pure. I'm not going to preach about that one. You take that one home and you study and pray about that one yourself, okay? And in verse number 2, listen. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's what we want to look at this morning. We shall see him as he is. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for your people that have assembled themselves together. Lord, we've been privileged and blessed to be able to come and meet together to worship you. And we pray, Father, that you would just speak to us now. Take me out of the way. And Lord, just speak through your Holy Spirit and the word that you would have for us, Father. And Lord, that we might hear you, we might believe you, we might be encouraged and lifted up in those things that are contained in your scripture. The message that you have for us today, Father. Lord, that we might be encouraged in you. Lord, help us that we would be encouraged in you. And Lord, not encouraged in the things of the world and not encouraged in the things of the works of our own hands, but Lord, we might be encouraged in you. And for those that are here this morning and not saved, Father, that you might speak to them as you only can. Lord, that you would touch them and speak to them out of your word. And Lord, give them life. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear. And Lord, soften their heart. Lord, crush that stony heart within. Give them a heart of flesh. And Lord, work in them and save them. Help us now, we pray and bless. We ask it all in the Lord Jesus Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. We shall see him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I tell you what, if you've got a Bible, you got to follow along with this. I tell you what, if you're saved and you've got the Word of God with you there, you've got to follow along and see this. You know, I'm disturbed by folks that come to services and don't have a Bible with them, especially claim to be saved, member of the church and all that. You know, we need to read. We need to see, and by seeing, hear, not just hear with the ears, but hear with our being, hear with our mind, hear with our soul what the Lord says to us. We need to see it, because see, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, take a look here at the latter part of the chapter, in verse number 12, for now we see through a glass darkly. You know, it's a little smoky. It's not clear. It's kind of tinted. It's kind of you just can't see real good through there to see every detail of everything. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. You know, right now, we just don't see things exactly the way that they are and exactly the way that they're going to be. We've got glimpses and we've got glimmers. We've got a little bit of revealing of how things are going to be, how the Lord is going to be, how it's going to be with us. But, oh, don't you long for the day that you can know, that you and I can know and understand and be able to see it the way the Lord knows us? Now I know in part, but there's coming a day, but then I shall know even as also I am known. The way the Lord knows me, I'm going to be able to know him and know my brothers and sisters in Christ and rejoice and celebrate in the salvation of the Lord for eternity and see it. see it with my eyes, and hear it with my ears, and see my Savior. But you know, we just can't see it now, can we? But we can rejoice and be encouraged and be lifted up in those glimpses that we are given, can't we? Indeed, we can. It said there now in our text passage, for we shall see him as he is. How is the Lord Jesus Christ? We've been told some about that. Well, how is he now? How is he? How is it that we will see him? There's not going to be a change in him. He's there. He's perfect. He's in that body that he began to occupy for my sake, to be my Savior, and he will be in that body through eternity. Hey, there was a time that Jesus was there with the Father and did not occupy that body into which he was born into some 2,000 years ago. He's in that body now. We shall see him as he is. How is he? How is he? Oh, I want to see him. I want to see him as he appeared to Mary Magdalene. John chapter 20. Take a look over here. John chapter 20. As he appeared to Mary Magdalene there at the sepulcher. In John chapter 20, verse number 11, the scripture says, but Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping, and as she went, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. John 20, 12. And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And he goes on to say, she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. I called her name, Mary. Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. The last time she had seen the Lord, it was on the cross. The last time she had seen her Savior was when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus had taken and wound him up in the linen cloth and put those spices and that ointment upon him. The last time she saw her Savior, he was dead. Master, you're alive? You're alive? You're really standing upright and talking with me? I want to see the Lord alive, don't you? I want to see him in his body. I want to see him face to face as Mary did. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. I want to see my Lord as he is. I want to see him as Mary got to see him. Oh, what a blessing indeed. He is alive was her testimony. She went back and told the disciples, he's alive. He's risen from the dead. I saw him with my own eyes. I touched, well, he says here not to touch her, and there are others that do touch him. But I want to see the Lord as he appeared to Mary Magdalene. Next, I want to see the Lord as he appeared to the two on the road to Emmaus. John, or Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Take a look here. Luke chapter 24. We shall see him as he is. Here in Luke chapter 24, we pick it up in verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day into a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all those things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? What are y'all talking about? The Lord says to him. And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass here in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished. There's Mary. When they, which were early at the sepulcher, and when they had found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found even as it was so, even so as it was as the women had said, but him they saw not. And then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh into the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went into went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, and brake it, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Listen. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? I want to see Jesus the way the two on the road to Emmaus saw him. They walked with the Lord. They talked with the Lord. And the Lord opened up the scriptures to them. Oh, don't you long to see your Savior? Don't you long to be able to walk with him and talk with him and him open up the scriptures to us more and more, face to face, to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, to see him face to face? For we shall see him as he is, as he is. I want to see him as he appeared to the apostles there in John chapter 21. Take a look over there. Oh, and there's much that can be preached from this passage. Clarissa, do you have any Kleenexes? Here, you know this account. In John chapter 21, verse number 1, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon and Thomas, and these others of the apostles that were there. In verse 3, and Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. And they said, We're going with you. And they fished all night, and they didn't catch a thing. Verse 4, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? Hear what the Lord says to them. The Lord is there with them, and the Lord is appearing to them. And he says, Children, do you have any meat? Do you have any provision? And that's part of what he's dealing with them about in this passage. Children, have you any meat? And they said, No, we haven't caught a thing. He said, Cast on the other side and I'll provide for you. Follow me and obey me and I'll provide for you. Oh, and you know the draught of fishes that they brought in. It was unparalleled. It had never been seen to catch that many fish by these men in that net. And then in verse 10, Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Go ahead and bring what I've provided for you, what I've instructed you to labor for. Go ahead and bring some of it. And they go and they come to the shore. And there in verse number 12, Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine, because he had already prepared some for them. We shall see him as he is. We shall see him, the one that cares so for his children. We'll see him as he is. Come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth. Come and dine. Oh, we're going to be there with him. And we are going to dine with him, as the Scripture promises us. The marriage supper of the Lamb is going to be in that day. And we're going to see him as he is. Are you looking forward to it? Do you want to see him as he is? Are you wanting to see your Savior? We shall see him as he is. Then over in Luke chapter 24, we see him here. We see him here as he appeared to his church after his resurrection. I want to see him as he is. John said that everybody that's looking forward to seeing the Lord, they purify themselves. They want to be more holy. They want to be more like their Savior. They want to be more sanctified, set apart for him and in his service, because they look forward to his appearing to them. Do you want to see him as he is? Oh, I'm ready. I want to see him. I want to see him as he is. In Luke 24, verse number 36, "And as they, the church, thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a ghost, a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet." What's he say? "That it is I, myself, handle me." And isn't that the account that John gives in the epistle of 1 John, the word of life? We've seen the manifestation of God, the Son, and we've handled him. We've touched him. We've seen him and been with him. He's got a real body. He's got a real body. He's got a real body like you and me, but without sin. He's occupying that body for us, because of us. "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. See where they drove the nails into my hands and my feet. See the wounds." There won't be scars, I believe, in the Lord's hands and in the Lord's feet. It'll be the wounds that he'll bear for us forever. The wounds won't heal up. It'll be a testimony forever of what the Lord has done for us. It says there in Revelation that he saw one, John saw one, as a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. He bare the wounds for you and me. He says to him, "Look at my hands, look at my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, touch me and see. For a spirit or a ghost hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, he's alive. It's really, really true. He's alive. He is living and breathing and walking and talking. He's real. He's not, as we would say, a ghost or a spirit. We can touch him. We can stick our fingers in the nail prints. We can stick our fingers and see the wounds in his feet. As he told Thomas over in John, he said, "Stick your hand into my side and be not faithless, but believing." He's real, and he's alive, and he's the same as he was before. Jesus didn't need a new body, folks. Understand that? You and I, we need a new body. But Jesus did not need a new body. He's been sinless from the beginning. Sinless from the beginning. And he says, it goes on here, he showed them his hands and his feet. Verse 41, "And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and an honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them." He took it and he ate it. He consumed it. He took it and put it in his mouth and chewed it up and swallowed it, because he's alive. Oh, I want to see him as he is, don't you? As he appeared there to his church, as he was there with his church and showed himself and revealed himself and ate before them. He took it and ate it before them. And he said unto them, verse 44, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hand. He walked with them out to Bethany. He walked with them out to Bethany. We shall see him as he is. He was in a body that they could see and that others could see. And he walked out to Bethany with them. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. I want to see him as he is. I want to see him go and move around like that. I want to see his power and his glory be magnified and be manifested. I want to see him, for we shall see him as he is. You know, I want to see him as he appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration. Look here in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Do you want to see the Lord? Are you ready to see him? Do you have a desire to see him? Are you purifying yourself because of this hope of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ face to face one day? In Luke 9, verse 28, and it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory. The glory of heaven, the glory of the redeemed, imparted by God unto his saints in that world to come and in that place to come, it was manifested there and it shone forth. It shone forth in the three, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, and in Moses and Elijah. It was shown forth there, and they saw that glory. They saw that brightness and the two men that stood with him. Verse 33, and it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. He's talking. He wants to do something. He's just so wild at it. He's just so taken back by it, so amazed by this glory coming down and being manifested in the Lord and in these two that met with him. In verse 34, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen, till after the Lord had been raised from the dead. I want to see the Lord in his glory, don't you? I want to see the Lord magnified. The Lord prayed in John chapter 17, said, Father, keep them. And Father, when it's time, bring them, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, that they may be with me, that where I am, there they may be also, and that they may see me in my glory. Do you want to see the Lord? Are you looking forward to seeing the Lord in his glory and in his power and in his majesty? Oh, we shall see him as he is. I want to see him as Stephen saw him. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. It says here, and these things are the end of this message that Stephen is preaching, as we pick it up in verse 54, and when they heard these things, Acts 7, 54, and when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, that same glory that those fellows saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. Saw the glory of God and the glory of Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Jesus is there on the right hand of the Father. And said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Oh, I want to see him as he is. Don't you? I want to see the Son sitting there, standing there at the right hand of the Father. I want to see him there taking his place at the right hand of the Father. I want to see it. I want to see it as we've been told it is so. Stephen saw it. Oh, and he reveled and marveled in it. I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. Verse 57, and they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, the one that's standing there at the right hand of the Father, receive my spirit. Receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge, as it was even with the Lord Jesus Christ when they were killing him. So was the testimony of Brother Stephen. Lord, they don't know what they're doing. Lord, don't lay this sin to their charge. Oh, and he saw the Lord. He was overwhelmed by seeing the Lord receiving him. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He died. He died. Oh, I want to see the Lord standing there at the right hand about that intercessory work, that business that he has there in heaven by the Father's right hand that he does for you and me. When he intercedes, as he says to the Father, he's mine. Jim is mine. Forgive him. Jim is mine. He needs this. Jim is mine, Father. Hear that prayer. Father, Jim is mine. Don't answer that one. I want to see him there doing what he does for us at the Father's right hand. Don't you? And one day to be received into glory by him. You know, the scripture says that there's joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repents. You know, it's happy around the throne of God. There's rejoicing there. Yes, God's winking at sin. Oh, but when he saves his people, he rejoices and glories in it. And then when it's time that their life on this earth has come to an end, he stands to receive them into his presence. Oh, we shall see him as he is. That's the way he is right now. That's what he's doing right now. Precious, it says in Psalms 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Oh, it's been with a great price that he has bought the salvation of their soul. And oh, it is precious to him. When they're released from the sin of this world, when they're released from the sin of this body, when they're released to be completely with him and be him, taken away from sin and taken away from any hindrance, and to be with him in his presence. For we shall see him as he is. Are you ready to see him? Do you want to see him? It says in Ecclesiastes, for the one that's saved, a good name is better than precious ointment. And the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. If you're saved, the day of death is better than the day that we came into this life, because we're going to see Jesus. Being saved, we're going to see our Savior and be with him. We're going to see him as he is. Are you ready? Do you desire to see it? I want to see him as he appeared to John in Revelation chapter 1. In Revelation chapter 1, in his glory, John being there on the Isle of Patmos, he's exiled because of the Word of God. And we see here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. John had stood and preached and testified of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it cost him exile on this Isle of Patmos by himself, or maybe with other prisoners who were there, because of his stand for the word of God. And it goes on to say in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Are you? Are you in the Spirit on the Lord's day? You know what? If you're not somewhere meeting with the Lord's people as the Lord commanded, and for those that he's put in his church to worship him, you're not in the spirit on the Lord's day. Just get a hold of it. John was in exile, and he had no choice. But when you and I choose not to be here, to be here with the Lord's people, when we lay out, we're not going to be in the spirit on the Lord's day. But John was there. He's being in the spirit. He says in the spirit of the Lord's day, and he heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, a sounding trumpet. It's sounding, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, to Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And John says, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot. Jesus is covered up. Jesus is covered up. A garment down to the foot. Covered up. His nakedness is covered up. And it says here, a gird around the paps, around his chest with a golden girdle. And his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. There he is in his glory. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. His eyes looked like fire, a flame of fire, when John looked into his eyes. Oh, I want to see him as he is, don't you? And as the feet were like unto, his eyes were a flame of fire, verse 15, and his feet like unto fine brass. So he could see his feet as they burned in a furnace. Red, hot, glowing brass, heated nigh unto its melting point. That's the way his feet look because of his glory. We shall see him as he is. Flame of fire in his eyes, his hairs in his face, his head white as snow. Feet like unto fine brass, verse 15, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice had the sound of many, many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his hand, in his right hand seven stars, out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. The sun, the way he looked in his face, was as if you looked at the sun at high noon on a hot, hot summer day. You can't look into it, can you? You can't look into it and it not damage your eyes. That's the way his face looked. He shone. He shone with power. Look at how far the sun is away from us and the heat that we experience from it. You reckon the Lord's giving off heat? Because his face shone. His face shone that way. I believe to those that are unrighteous, he does give off that heat. His countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me. This is what he does for his children, folks. Even in his presence, fear not. I'm the first and I'm the last. I'm the beginning. I'm the author of your salvation. And I'm going to take care of you to the end, because your end is with me. Are you ready to see him? We shall see him as he is. The scripture says we will see him as he is. Revelation chapter 19, I want to see him on his white horse, don't you? In Revelation chapter 19, in verse number 11, it says, and I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and see that he that sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. There it is again. And on his head were many crowns, crown upon crown upon crown upon his head. Oh, I want to see him as he is, don't you? On his head were many crowns, verse 12, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture. He had that robe upon him, and it's dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. You've got different football players and basketball players and baseball players, and they put their name on the back of their jersey, don't they? On the Lord's vesture, it says the Word of God. He is the Word of God, amongst other names. He is there declaring, it's there to declare who it is. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. That's you and me that are saved. Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes that sharp sword again, that double-edged sword, the Word of God, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When he's there on his horse, and the way the robe hangs down, and there you can see his thigh, it says, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, I want to see him as he is, don't you? I want to see my Savior as he is. I want to see him in his glory. Oh, we shall see him as he is. You know what? I want to see him as he is on his throne. Don't you? For we that are saved, we can say that. Yes, there is the judgment seat of Christ, and we will stand before the Lord and give an account, and we should well fear, and that should motivate us to service, knowing that there is a reward there for faithfulness, knowing that there is a recompense there for unfaithfulness for the Lord's children. But I want to see him sitting on his throne, don't you? I want to see him in his glory. I want to see him there. But here in Revelation chapter 20, it says here in verse number 11, and I believe we'll be there looking on. And John says, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead in spirit, the unsaved, those that rejected the Lord, those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, those that are without Christ. I saw small and great stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the Book of Life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. That's all they have. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I want to see my Savior sitting on his throne, don't you? I want to see him in his glory, in that which is due his holy, holy name. Oh, we shall see him as he is. To you that are here this morning and not saved, do you want to see him as he is? Do you want to see him as he is? Are you ready to see him as he is? In Matthew chapter 24, let's turn over here. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes, there won't be anybody have to tell anyone that he's on the scene. In Matthew chapter 24, the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking of things in the latter times. In verse number 23, Matthew 24, verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, even so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. It'll be instant, and it'll be known. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. That's interesting that the Lord puts that last verse there with that, isn't it? But see, that's the way it is. When the Lord shows up, when the Lord comes and brings the things to pass that he brings to pass, it'll be known. It'll be known. Nobody will ever have to say, Jesus is over there ruling in Jerusalem. Every man, woman, boy, or girl that's left will know. Everyone will know. When you are brought, each and every one of us are brought to appear before the Lord, we will know that it is him. We don't have to be introduced. We don't have to be told who he is. Because where the Lord's there doing his business, it will be known. It will be known in that day. So are you ready? Are you ready to meet him? Do you desire to see him as he is? You that are not saved, you're not ready to meet the Lord. Turn back over here to 1 John chapter 3. I want you to see something here. Back in our text in 1 John chapter 3, there's a thing that's said here and words that are said here that we read, but now we want to deal with these. To you that are not saved, hear the word of the Lord. Hear what the Lord says to you. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. You that are not saved here this morning, you're not like him. And if you die in this condition that you're in right now, you're not going to be like him. You're not going to be ready to see him as he is. You will see him as he is, but you're not ready to see him as he is because you're not going to be like him. You're not going to be like him. You will not be holy. You will not be made righteous. You will have not been justified. You will not be forgiven. You will not be adopted by God. You will have not been in the family of God. You will not be a son of God. You will not be saved. You will be damned eternally. You won't be ready to see him. You won't be ready to see him as he is. You will see him as he is. But if you die in the condition that you are now, lost and undone, lost in trespasses and sins, you will see him as he is one day, but you'll not be ready to do it. For the saved, we have that hope of seeing him face to face, don't we? We have that hope of seeing our Savior as he is. If we go on before the resurrection and before the rapture, and we go on to be with the Lord through death, we'll see the Lord there working and doing those things that he's doing, if you will. And the only way I can describe it, in the meantime. But if we see the Lord in the rapture, then we'll see there and be with him there for those 7 years of tribulation that come on the earth. And we'll see him as he is, doing those things that he's going to accomplish and do, and dealing with the earth and dealing with Israel and dealing with his nation. But you that are not saved, you'll see him as he is one day, but you're not ready to see him. My desire and our desire is Olmsted Baptist Church, and my desire, and I believe each of the members of Olmsted Baptist Church would say the same, our desire for you is this, Acts chapter 22. Here, the Apostle Paul, or Saul, as he's called, he's been visited by the Lord. He's been saved. He's got some things to learn. It's been very traumatic for him. He's sitting there blind in Damascus, and the Lord has told Brother Ananias to go and see him, go and visit him, and go and tell him the things that he needs to know. And in barring from this account, as Paul tells about his conversion and how the Lord worked in him, you that are here this morning and don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is our prayer and our desire for you. Listen, if you're here without the Lord, this is what you need. Listen. In Acts chapter 22, verse number 14, keeping in mind our text, and we shall see him as he is. And he said, Ananias says unto Saul, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will. That's what we want you to know. That where you stand, where you are right now, you need to repent and trust in Jesus Christ. You need to know that you're a sinner and that you need to repent and trust in Jesus Christ. That you should know his will and see that just one. We that the Lord has saved, we've seen him as he is to an extent, haven't we? Through faith. We've seen the Lord through faith. That I was a sinner. That I was lost and undone, and that my only hope was God the Son of Man, having come and lived, suffered, bled, and died, being buried, and raised again for me. I've seen him to some extent. I've seen him through that glass darkly, but I've not seen him with these eyes. But that's our desire for him, that you might see him, that you might seem, that you might seem in the salvation of your soul, that you might see him in the salvation of your soul, that you might see him in the forgiveness of your sins, that you might see that just one and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. Will you? Do you? Repent and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall see him as he is. Are you ready for that?